your title in another. To say that I took to it like a duck to water would be an understatement. It was so easy for me to adapt what I had learned in the military to support my competition career just by having a plan of action. I gave up competition a year later as I was offered a fantastic opportunity to do some contract work in the Middle East, Kenya, and Somalia. It was well-paid work in security and administration, and the prospect of exploring more of the world and experiencing different cultures and communities made up for the fact that I would no longer be able to commit to competitions. So this was my life for almost a year. But though I loved to travel and the income, I felt there was something lacking in my life, as I knew I couldn't keep on doing it forever. Then, something happened. I landed in Nairobi one day and headed into the office, where I received a call from my boss at head office in London. They had been making some budget cuts and removing some of the non-essential staff from the projects they were on. Unfortunately, my services were no longer required. The first thing that came into my head was, couldn't you have told me this 9 hours ago when I was still in London? The second thing that came into my head was that I'd just put all of my savings from the contract job towards a very nice three-story house, so there was nothing left. I remember going back to the UK wondering, what on earth was I going to do for a job? Seriously, I didn't have a clue. I must have applied for and been interviewed for at least 10 different jobs in the 2 weeks after I returned to London. Each